This is the hard sell.
This is the gang.
We're going to convene as a subcommittee, seeing as we've already heard a similar measure earlier this year, and the committee has already vetted this policy. So we'll open up the hearing this morning as a subcommittee, and then when we get a quorum, we'll call the roll. But in the interest of time, want to allow Assemblymember Barakahan to present and her esteemed colleagues from the Senate. So welcome and good morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Happy to be here, and thank you for joining us despite the late night. Today we're here with AB 1086, a bill that's familiar to you all that you heard earlier in the year. It's a district bill that's been amended to clear up ambiguity authorizing but not requiring the California Department of Parks to sell the Alameda Tesla expansion area of the Carnegie State Vehicular Recreation Area if the sale is in the best interest of the public. This is a rich biological and cultural area. The sale of the land would provide ecological protections and continue to allow visitors to access the land. As the bill states, the land shall not be sold for less than the original purchase price, and the proceeds of the sale shall go to the Off-Highway Vehicle Trust Fund. Also, I want to continue to note that the bill does not impact the existing off-road vehicle park that is next door, the Carnegie Vehicle Park. The bill enjoys broad range of support, including the Sierra Club, County of Alameda, East Bay Regional Park District, Society of American Indians, and the North Valley Yokuts Tribe, and the Noche-Tominy Cultural Preservation. I appreciate your consideration in being here, and I will turn it over to my esteemed colleagues from the Senate.
Great. Well, thank you, Assemblywoman. Thank you for your leadership on this. I'm joined by Senator Bob Witkowski, who has great passion in this issue. You've heard this bill previously. In almost its exact form that's here today, and it only provides an option, but it's something I think would be healthy for the Department of Parks and Rec to have in this case with such a controversial area.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Welcome, Senator Witkowski.
Yeah. Look at all these. I just wanted to underscore, italicize, and highlight the importance that this has to the region. It's not just a local park. It's really a region, and it's a state asset. At the end of the day, this is going to be an opportunity for everybody in the state to enjoy these cultural and natural resources, and I would, at the appropriate time, I would urge and I vote.
Thank you so much. Members, we convened a subcommittee, a loud presentation. We heard basically the exact same bill earlier this year by Senator Glazer. So opening presentation just commenced, and now we will take testimony from our support.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Brandon Dawson with Sierra Club California. On behalf of our 500,000 members here in the state of California, including volunteer Sierra Club leaders living in Alameda County and the Central Valley that have been working to preserve this specific area for more than 20 years, we're here to ask for a yes vote on AB 1086, which you heard earlier. All three of the legislators expressed some enthusiastic support for the bill, and they underscored how ecologically valuable this area is for the community, and I would just like to emphasize a little bit of that. Tesla's biological importance is irrefutable. Its location at the intersection of biotic zones results in rare biodiversity and serves as species savings corridors and buffers in time of climate change. It has 42 special status in wildlife species, 13 special status in 28 local rarely plant species, and 7 sensitive vegetation communities. These sensitive or rare natural and cultural resources cover nearly the entirety of Tesla landscape and create layer upon layer of areas that must be protected with no damaging OHV recreation use. Well, there are different views about OHV recreation use, but we must all agree that there are some places in the state of California where that's not necessary or appropriate, considering the ecological value that it has to our natural resources. And so with that, I would urge you to vote aye on this measure. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Others in support?
Mr. Chair and members, Isabella Gonzalez with the Nature Conservancy, in continued and ongoing support of this bill, and I've also been asked to express the support of the California Native Plant Society as well as Audubon, California. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Others?
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Doug Houston, on behalf of the largest park district in the continental U.S., East Bay Regional Park District, we're here in support as well.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chair and members, Monica Miller on behalf of the County of Alameda in support. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Seeing no others in support, do we have any in opposition?
Of course we do.
Welcome, Mr. McHale. I think maybe if we don't mind freeing up. Thank you, Senator. Yes. Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Welcome Chairman, back. Members of the committee. Terry McHale with Aaron Reed and Associates, representing a coalition of off-highway vehicle recreationists. I'm going to take the advice of Bill Craven, who told me to do three things this morning. He said, first of all, say something nice about Senator Glaser. I can tell you that's a very easy thing to do. He has been incredibly resilient. This is the third time that we have seen this bill. He is an outstanding, it's looking better and better for him. second of all, Bill said, briefly explain why you're opposed to this bill. Senator Glaser is an excellent legislator. This is a bad bill. And this is a bad bill for two reasons. First of all, this is the third time you've heard it. And the reason it hasn't passed before is not because there's a great affinity for OHV. I recognize that. It's always like representing the redheaded stepchild. But they do a great job. And we've run legislation. Only 8 of the 250 parks are off-highway vehicle recreation parks. The director of California State Parks says that what we have done in California with OHV is a national example of how to do it right. We have more scientists working on OHV than any other part of the parks. We have mitigation processes. I saw that the Assemblywoman's staff, I also want to say the Assemblywoman's staff has been great to deal with, and I appreciate their courtesies. There's pictures in which we show the damage that OHV does. The truth is, there's two truths to that. One is that those pathways show that you can recreate safely. And second of all, there was legislation last year that says when we do that kind of damage, we mitigate it. So we take care of it later. Our OHV parks are the cleanest example of how OHV recreation should be done. The second reason we're opposed to the bill is that it sets a very dangerous precedent. Parks did everything they were supposed to do to make sure that this park could be used for off-highway vehicle recreation. Many of those who oppose the support this bill and oppose OHV at the time that it was set aside for OHV recreation took advantage of the process to make sure that they got right-of-ways for their own property. They made sure that they were taken care of, and now they oppose the idea of having it in their neighborhood. If you allow this bill to go through, every single time State Parks sets aside a park for a particular reason, an excellent legislator can step forward and say, we don't want to do it in our neighborhood. We want to revisit the process. We want an expensive, exhaustive revisit of an issue. It's a bad idea. It's a bad precedent. OHV has done everything they're supposed to. It's an area that works for OHV recreation, and again, only 8 of the 250 parks. Thank you for your time and your courtesy, and ask for
just
a no
just out
vote.
Of curiosity, what was the third thing Craven told you to do? Because brief remarks, praise Glaser, yeah. And then you left out the third.
Well, the third thing was to ask that you not vote for this. He didn't say it wasn't his
that
view.
Was your third?
He said to do a closing.
Understood. So, very thank good. You There's very an opposition. Yeah. Thank you. Okay.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, James Lombardo, Sr., on behalf of Abeta California Motorcycle Users and the California Motorcycle Dealers Association that sell and service the motorcycles and the equipment to be used. And Terry has eloquently outlined our opposition. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Others in opposition? Seeing none, we'll bring it back. We're going to establish a quorum now. Thank you, members, for being here. So just take a pause for a brief moment. Please call the roll.
Senator Stern.
Here.
Jones.
I'm here.
Jones present. Allen. Borges. Caballero.
Here.
Caballero here. Hertzberg. Hueso.
Here.
Hueso here. Jackson. Manning.
Here.
Manning here.
Very good. We have a quorum. Members, questions, comments? Seeing none. Seeing one.
Well, I will make a comment because I supported the chair's recommendation the last time, and I'll continue to do that. This bill did cause me some pause for exactly the reason that was articulated by the opposition, I'm struck by the comment that, you know, we support OHV, but not here. It's a little bit similar to the discussion about affordable housing. We like affordable housing. We support it, but not here. And then it becomes not really anywhere. So my concern is that it may be appropriate for us to figure out how do we create recreational opportunities for the riders of OHV vehicles or OH vehicles all over the state, so that if we're really concerned about climate change, we're not asking them to drive 6 hours to go someplace to be able to recreate for a couple of hours, and then they have to drive 6 hours back. And I'm not an OHV enthusiast. Who's got time? But I do have staff. I know it's like this would be great. Take me out, especially on a day like today. But I know people that are, and what they tell me is that they really have to travel a long distance in order to be able to enjoy this sport and to be, and it's a family recreational opportunity, and you can take your kids at a very young age and spend time together, and I think that's, we want that. And so to the extent that this is a district bill, and I respect that, and I'm going to support the bill today, but I am a little bit troubled by the dangerous precedent that we are setting, which is to pick and choose and decide, when we're going to overrule the wise. We give the authority to our departments, and at some point we need to then listen to them. So that's all I have to say.
Understood. Thank you so much. Mr. Vice Chair.
Well, I want to start off by saying that Senator Caballero just ruined my day. I thought I was an OHV enthusiast, and then I just realized I haven't had time to do it in years. So maybe I'm not anymore, and maybe need to reconsider that. But now that she has said that, when I get home, I've got several OHV parks in my area that I will get to now. But I do want to share some very serious concerns for the traditions of the Senate and this bill in particular. First of all, the traditions and practice of the legislature, or at least the Senate, used to be that bills held in committee of the other house would not all of a sudden be put into a late gut and amend. And, you know, here we are on the last 3 days of session, and it looks like we want to violate that tradition. SB 767, which was an identical to this measure, was held in the Assembly Appropriations Committee, and I would argue appropriately that should be the end of it. We shouldn't even be here listening to this last-minute gut and amend. We either have traditions and in the Senate that we're going to live by, rules and practices, or I'm afraid that the Senate is giving up a portion of its integrity by having this come up at such a late time. Secondly, and more to the point of the bill, the policy implications, as has been shared already this morning, are extremely problematic. The area encompassed by this bill was purchased with OHV funds, and it is supposed to be used for OHV purposes. The state will be going back on its commitment once again, and I'm afraid that the precedent will be set, and I urge us to not set that precedent, that this land was appropriately purchased, appropriately planned. And I think one of the other points I'd like to drive a little bit even more is the mitigation on these types of parks. I've been in a lot of them, and I agree with Mr. McHale that, you know, our OHV parks in California are pristine. And what these OHV parks, I think sometimes we lose the focus on what's happening here with the OHV parks, is we plan them, we put them in a particular part of the state, they provide a recreation avenue for folks all over state, and as Senator Caballero pointed out, we don't want people driving 6 hours to get to these recreation areas. And what happens is when you build an OHV park like this that's managed properly, that's planned, the people go and use it. And then it takes the pressure off other property, other land that is now able to maintain its most pristine situation, because people aren't illegally off-roading. Now, like, I'm not making an excuse for people to go illegally off-road. I absolutely do not support that. But when we give them properly managed and planned areas to go to, it decreases the amount of illegal activity in those areas. And look, 99.9% of off-roaders want to do the right thing and go to the right places and enjoy their state. And so I'm hopeful that this committee will turn this bill down and that we'll be able to get this OHV park properly built and used for people to recreate in that area of the state. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Others? Yes, Senator Wieso.
Just generally, in this bill, does it have a provision that requires if this land is sold, that it be replaced with another recreation area? I imagine if this is sold for environmental purposes, if they have found that there is enormous environmental value in this land and it is sold, is there a requirement that this asset be replaced in terms of another recreational area? Because I don't see that in the analysis.
So the bill doesn't require anything of the state parks. This purely gives state parks the right to sell the land for at least as much as it was purchased for. So to get their money back.
No, I understand.
And that money goes back to the off-road vehicle portion to use as they will. We're not mandating how state parks will do that, but I imagine they would use it to create off-road vehicle opportunities. But I want to also say that, you know, Senator Glazer, in his drafting of the original version of this bill, was thoughtful in making sure that we do have the opportunity for legal off-road vehicle next door. I mean, contiguous with this land, there is legal opportunity that nobody is touching. And we can talk a little bit more about why this is so important. And it is because when you look at the map of the Diablo Range, which comes off Mount Diablo and down the state, this is a pinch point for the animals that are migrating. And when we turn this into an off-road vehicle park, we will close that migration pattern. And currently, this piece of the land is used by those animals. And again, there's a neighboring piece of land they're legally allowed to and will continue to be allowed to recreate on. They won't have to drive any further than they currently drive. But, you know, this piece of land, like you said, has incredible importance to the biodiversity of the Diablo Range, and that's why we're trying to protect this piece. But, of course, they have the money. They will have the money returned to them to create additional opportunities.
You know, I would feel more comfortable supporting the bill should there be some replacement plan worked into the bill in terms of a requirement that in either a nearby or adjacent area that this be replaced as part of kind of the, I mean, environmental mitigation is very important, and if this has been found to have an enormous environmental value, I think that should take precedent. However, in regards to these recreation areas, I've always noted that having an area where people would recreate would ensure that people don't try to recreate in areas that are sensitive habitat where they shouldn't be recreating, and that's something that's been a problem in my district because I have a very large district that includes some very important environmental habitat that affects certain species that are threatened and endangered, and people just go out there and recreate because they don't. They have very, very limited opportunities in some very large geographic areas. Where you create an opportunity and make it accessible, they're less likely to go out into open space and environment and cause harm. And so any chance that we can do that, that has environmental value. And if it's worked into a plan, we could ensure that once you sell this land and start to try to develop another, the same people that helped you acquire this land are going to oppose that and make it impossible for the state to replace this asset unless it's part of an agreement that should this land be sold, that it's not enough to put those monies in those funds because those funds could be dried up in lawsuits for years. And I've seen that happen with urban projects, libraries and parks and things like that that get held up in litigation for years through kind of the CEQA process. CEQA, we want to use it to protect land, but CEQA's often abused, and I'm concerned about that with regard to this measure.
Through the chair, Senator.
Please.
Just two observations, Senator Way. So one is that the Off-Road Vehicle Commission, made up of enthusiasts, and the Department of Parks and Rec are in charge here. Nothing in this bill changes that. They get to decide what's best for this project or to make a decision that maybe would be best to sell the land. Okay, so they remain in charge now and in the future. Second thing is that any money that's deposited back into the OHV fund by law is restricted in its use. Unless we change the law, it has to be provided for that activity, wherever it's designated to be used.
But as I mentioned, I want it to be used for that activity, not to be tied up in lawsuits.
Well, that's, of course, the problem that they're facing today, is that the land is tied up in lawsuits, and that the Parks Department doesn't have an option today. If they said, we're just spending millions on lawyers, this doesn't make sense. There's already an off-road right there, a minute away, that people can use with declining attendance. So we can still maintain that activity right there in the area for the people that are enjoying it. But it doesn't make sense to spend millions in lawyer fees now when we can cut our losses and find another place that's more amenable for this activity. So that's what this bill provides, that only that option to do exactly what I think you're encouraging.
Very well.
Okay, thank you. Other members, comments, questions? Seeing none, allow you all to close. I would just say very briefly, the restricted use under current law in that OHV trust fund hopefully will settle some of these issues. I share some of the enthusiasm of my vice chair. I've actually rambled around in Octillo Wells and had some hairy experiences in those slot canyons on my own OHV adventures.
How do you say, what was it? I missed what you said.
In Octillo Wells,
yes,
Octillo. Out in... Oh, sorry. I'm a gringo. Ocotillo Wells. Okay. Lo siento. And I think local control and sort of this local input is critical. So hearing from your supervisor and unanimous support of the county as well as the local members is compelling in this case in terms of determining what uses are best in your backyard. And not just saying no, but saying where. And so for that reason, I'll be supporting the measure today and appreciate you bringing it back. And in terms of process, I can only comment on the policy committee here in terms of how the procedural rules committee process goes is a little above my pay grade. But as a policy matter, I think it's sound and well-baked, and I appreciate y'all bringing it forward. So I'll allow you to close.
Thank you. Yes, I urge you all to join us out in our district to go to Carnegie and enjoy the off-road vehicle opportunities that are there and that will continue to be there for those. And as Senator Jones said, most, if not all, use those legally and stay on that land. And so, we'd like to continue to protect the land next door that the animals so desperately need. So I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Okay, very good. The motion is due pass to the Committee on Governmental Organization. Please call the roll.
Senator Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye. Jones?
No.
Jones, no. Allen? Borges? Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Hertzberg? Hueso?
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Manning?
Aye.
Manning, aye. That bill has enough votes to pass.
Okay, that bill has enough votes to pass. Are we missing any members?
Yes.
Hertzberg, Allen? I think we'll just move the bill out and close the roll at this point and move it to... So that bill is out 5-1. Thank you all. This hearing is adjourned. Oh, I just did it.